want to start with that helicopter crash in New York last week. Jay, what did you make of all that?
Well, I mean, when you've got a helicopter that has that comes apart in flight, it's catastrophic and it's just horrific. The National Transportation Safety Board is going to do their typical thorough investigation to find out what happened. And, you know, it could be something that was maintenance-related, where something wasn't done that should have been done, or a part failed through fatigue, or it could have been the aircraft came into contact with a drone or something else that could have caused the separation to take place. But when you have an aircraft, airplane, that encounters a mechanical issue, it becomes a glider. Mm. When you have a helicopter that encounters a situation like that, there's nothing. The pilot is absolutely powerless to control the descent in any way whatsoever, especially once the blades are gone above them. And it's just those rotors can be used in an emergency landing sometimes, even absent of power. But the bottom line is that, you know, all those lives were lost, and they will probably find out it was tied into some sort of an error of some kind that could have been prevented, which is just, like, again, horrific. And, you know, the emails I get are like, Jay, you know, all these things are happening. Well, they are, but when you understand that, you know, we have 300-400 fatalities a year, the general aviation type things, non-commercial aircraft type, these things happen. It's just now that there's a lot more attention to it, people are paying attention to it. But they'll find out what happened in New York, and they will, the NTSB will make the recommendations to the FAA, who then will determine what the next best step's going to be. But we'll learn from that as we honor the lives of those that were lost and try to make aviation safer, especially on the general aviation side of it, as it results to helicopters. But helicopters are, if you did number 1, 2, 3, commercial aviation is the safest. General aviation, like airplanes, the next safest, although there's a big gap between 1 and 2. And third would be helicopters. Mm. There are more incidents with helicopters than we have with general aviation airplanes, and nothing comes close to the, you know, what we talked about before as far as the safety of commercial aviation here in the United States.
Let's change gears, Jay, to Frontier Airlines, which is seeing demand and travel fall in March. They're reducing their future flight capacity.
Yeah, they're following the lead of Delta, American, and others that are seeing that decrease in demand for travel in those what used to be lucrative, and I guess still are, summer travel months. So they're cutting back on their flight schedule, and that move is going to mean that higher airfares are going to result this summer, which is, sadly, we don't want to see it, but that's going to be the result of it.
Major headaches caused by weather trapped passengers on a plane for 7 hours?
Yeah, this was a problem because of Atlanta weather. Oh. There was two Delta flights coming into to Atlanta, Delta 1878 from Cabo in Mexico and Delta 599 from Mexico City. Both were headed to Atlanta. Thunderstorms prevented them from landing, so the two planes were diverted temporarily to Montgomery, Alabama. The game plan, land, let the storm in Atlanta pass, and then we will take off and complete the flight. The problem is the storms didn't let up, so the planes were stuck on the ground. Now, to make matters worse, there were no custom officials or border protection staffing at the Montgomery Airport at that time.
Oh, no.
That means 297 passengers on the two planes were trapped. They were not allowed off, and they remained there for more than 7 hours.
Oh.
Now, eventually, the required personnel arrived, and the passengers were finally freed. But, yeah, Delta's apologized, saying that the tickets are all going to be refunded, and they're going to work for ways to make sure it doesn't happen again. But, again, when you're dealing with weather, I mean, all kinds of things can happen.
Jay, did you hear about this European woman that was kicked off a flight for $7, not paying $7?
Yes, and that was an interesting story.
Yes,
but
it was.
May I give you one that's a little bit different and far more scarier?
Yes.
It's going to be trending soon.
Okay.
The Federal Aviation Administration has issued an airworthiness directive. This is a proposal because they're concerned about corrosion issues that they're finding in the laboratories of Boeing 787 aircraft. Now, follow me here.
Okay.
This corrosion's been detected in the floor assemblies of some of these laboratories. And that corrosion could result in essence, the aluminum and carbon fiber components on the floor in the damp conditions. We'll blame that on the men in the laboratory. But they're saying if this is left unaddressed, it could lead, this is the FAA's words, it could lead to the laboratories detaching during flight.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm thinking detach where? Out of the airplane, within the air? I do not know, but you talk about the scariest headline I've ever seen in 33 years of doing this. FAA concerned over detaching lavatories? That's a horror movie. I mean, for people that are anxious to fly, can you imagine people now that would be anxious to go to the lavatory? It's going to be kind of a flush and run type of thing to get out of there. But you're going to start hearing about this story over the next several days, couple weeks. But this is the first day that I've been talking about it, and I certainly want to give you a heads up on it, because I'm telling you, my friend, you want to get people's attention on aviation these days? Start talking about detaching lavatories and see what happens around the old water cooler.
No kidding. What are our hub delays today?
Northeast is going to give us some issues. We're going to have problems in New York and Boston. I think that's going to be pretty much it. And those delays could be 30 to 45 minutes, minimal, really. Still have de-icing delays. Middle of April, please. Mm. But other than that, should be a good day to fly.
Jay, where can our listeners contact you if they've got problems with their airline?
Yeah, jratliff.com. That's my business website. I teach people how to day trade. But far more importantly, if somebody's got an issue with an airline, past or present, reach out to me through that site, and I'll certainly assist in any way that I can and as quickly as my schedule allows, because I hate it when airlines try to get away with things they shouldn't. And if we can hold them accountable, believe me, I will assist in any way I can.
He's our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, who joins us every Monday. Have a great week, Jay. We'll talk soon.
And look out for those detaching lavatories, my friend.
Exactly right. Got to hold it, Jay.